He's been gone. Well, it'll be 18 years in March.
He would always have a smile on his face, just like everything was great. And you know, he was just dying inside.
It just seems like something's got to go wrong.
He's going to walk back out that door with us tomorrow, and we aren't going to be staying.
This will be it. Last time.
Hopefully, a big part of his life ahead of him.
It is going to be a ride.
It's just been so long. I keep waiting for him to come get me.
We brought you down to Kentucky on Thursday for an update on Aaron Glasscock. We've been following Aaron since President Obama granted him clemency for nonviolent drug offenses after 18 years behind bars. It's part of our series called Commute It, Life After Prison. Takeaway producer Dana Roberson brings us back now to Aaron, who has a lot of support from friends and family. Still, adjustment to life on the outside hasn't been easy. After a mandatory 2 months in a halfway house, Aaron was finally able to move out and leave a life of rules and surveillance behind.
The day Aaron Glasscock left the halfway house felt a lot like the day he left prison.
Had my bags there, just sort of like ready to go.
I was out front waiting.
Jump in and burn rubber in case they change their mind. Go, 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 go.
Aaron's mom, Pigeon, drove him the 10 minutes to his new home. He moved in with just a few things.
This is the type of door I'm going to put in tomorrow for my cousin. And they're, you know, they're sort of rustic, too. So, you got like a grainy feel on them. I'm staying with my aunt, my mom's sister. My aunt Emma, I stay with her. We're like a block and a half from my cousin. And so, I mean, it's great here because I can see them. And this is my bedroom.
Bigger than your...
A whole lot bigger. I think the bed wouldn't fit in most of the rooms that I've been in. This is my white noise here. This is... So I turn that on every night, and that really helps me to sleep, just because I'm so used to having so many noises around you. Then we got the dining room and the kitchen. I cook some. Usually it's in the microwave, but I'll cook eggs and stuff on the stove, and I've cooked a few things here and there.
Talk of cooking turns to Thanksgiving preparations. It would be Aaron's first one at home with family in 18 years.
Oh, my. We're getting together. Potato rolls. Have you ever had potato rolls? The turkey, the dressing, homemade dumplings. I'm sure there'll be green beans there. We're going to have a variety, let me tell you.
I'll probably be laid out on the couch groaning from eating way too much.
Football.
And there will be football. Yeah, halftime doze.
Aaron has been in his aunt's house for nearly 7 months now. The adjustment has been slow and steady, but there is calm.
It's been great. You know, my brother would come in with my two nieces, his daughters and wife and my mom, and we'd, you know, go to the park and walk. So it's been great.
And there is no deadline for him to leave.
It says, you know, I could stay here as long as, you know, till I can get on my feet.
Done some work around, yeah. Around the house?
I got to pay my way.
Seeing how he's doing and how he's interacting, you can tell such a big difference from then and now, because you could tell, you know, he was nervous and everything at the beginning, and he was watching, you know, what he said and, you know, how he said it. It seemed like it was a kind of a struggle to have a conversation and everything. Worried, I guess, how people perceived him and everything. And now it's more like the old Aaron coming out, which I love seeing that.
After you've been on the inside, time is different when you're free. For Aaron, that's even more reason to take things slow.
I still have to be, you know, cautious of not rushing stuff. And of course, you know, I was turned down a few times because of my background, you know, for some jobs that I was qualified for. I mean, I would get frustrated just because I know that I'm dependable. You know, I've worked with, you know, multi-million-dollar government contracts while I was, you know, away. I mean, they didn't have a problem allowing me, you know, to handle major contracts for the Department of Defense and for all the other federal government agencies. You know, they didn't mind me having access to all that inside, so.
Inside prison, Aaron made $1.45 an hour. He now earns more in a day than he made in a month.
The job I have now is you've got material processing, cranes, aerial work platforms, and construction. And we deal with rock crushers and screeners. Got, you know, like a small promotion already. The portion of the company that I deal with, their factories are in Northern Ireland. So I'll be going over sometimes next year to Ireland as well. I've talked to my probation officer and see what's necessary. What do I need, you know, to do for this to make sure I can get, you know, my passport. They've been great to me.
And slowly but surely, he's been getting out, going to small concerts, seeing the city soccer team win a championship. He's even started dating.
And then here's my bike.
We walk outside to the garage where he keeps his new mountain bike.
What do you think about when you're riding?
Nothing. That's what I love to ride.
It's become one of his favorite activities.
It's nice to think about nothing, huh?
It's nice to think about nothing. Don't have to worry about, you know, what anyone else is, you know, thinking or saying, or worry about work or anything else. You just get on the trail and just ride and ride.
It's hard to think about nothing.
Yes, it is. But when your lungs and legs are burning, yeah, that's what takes your mind off everything else. You're just trying to focus on getting out of the woods.
He admits it's been hard to break some habits after 18 years.
I think I'm doing pretty good. I mean, there's times when I have, like, you know flashbacks or something like that. Just, you know, going to the shower is a big one. And, you know, you go to the shower for 18 years and you've got boots to the shower, and then you've got shower shoes you put on when you get there. Take your towel, your rag, and all your toiletries with you to the shower, and you bring them back. So having them already in the shower, I like get to the door of the room, and I'm like, okay, I'm forgetting something.
And self-doubt lingers.
Some issues that you deal with, you know, I'm still not super social, so it's like, okay, well, is this normal? Am I, you know, distancing myself? Am I not, you know, being able to connect with people? I still have a feeling sometimes that I can't completely connect. But I've been doing all right otherwise. You know, I've got plenty of family, plenty of people that, you know, I can talk to.
And for Pigeon, Aaron's homecoming has given her everything she needs for the holidays.
I don't care what kind of car I drive. Doesn't matter. It runs, it gets me there. I don't have to have new style shoes. It doesn't bother me. I'm just thankful just to get to have my kids, my grandkids, and my biggest blessing this year is getting to have Aaron home or even just out. Having him free to go and ride his bike, if that's what he wanted all day, on the trails. If that's the way he wanted to spend Christmas, that would make me the happiest thing there ever was, because as long as he's free, then, you know, everything's okay.
I'm Dana Roberson for The Takeaway.